USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is doing what it can to humanely address a very challenging situation at the southern border. That's what Vice President Kamala Harris said today about the issue while visiting Jacksonville, Florida. Harris was asked by a reporter if she is heading to the border.
Not today. But I have before and I'm sure I will again. Yeah.
People are being evacuated from a Denver area grocery store following a shooting. They're walking out of a Boulder King Supers with their hands on their heads as heavily armed SWAT officers wait for them. It appears some of the windows of the front-facing store have been damaged. A handcuffed man was put in an ambulance and was taken to a local medical facility a short time ago. It's not known if the person is a suspect or the victim. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A 25-year-old man is facing charges after sneaking into an elephant enclosure at the San Diego Zoo with his 2-year-old daughter and barely evading a charging elephant. This eyewitness tells NBC News.
Immediately everybody was pleading with him, and then it became frantic and hysterical. You just realized how minimal they are in comparison to that animal and what it's able to do at that point in time if it wants to.
Zoo officials saying the man carried his little girl past the gate with several other barriers, apparently so he could take a selfie with the elephant in the background. The 25-year-old facing charges of child endangerment and could face other charges. Jeep says an all-new electric version of its iconic Wrangler SUV is coming. The Wrangler Magento is a concept vehicle, meaning it's a custom-built product by automakers to gauge customer interest. They say the vehicle will release zero carbon emissions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, the former president speaking out about what's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Mainstream media and President Biden says all is well at the U.S.-Mexico border. One American isn't buying it. President Trump addresses the border crisis on Fox News Monday morning.
The people coming are not nonviolent people. They're violent people. Many of the people coming. These countries don't send out their finest. And in some cases, I'm sure you have wonderful, fine people, but you also have criminals, you have murderers, you have sex traffickers, you have a lot of very bad people coming into our country, and they're doing nothing about it. They're going to be released, or they're already being released. Yesterday they announced that they're just going to let them go into the country. No courts, no nothing. It's crazy. They're destroying our country. This is just like with the vaccine, where they say, oh, let's blame Trump. We had record numbers, record positive numbers. And frankly, in another couple of weeks, we could have finished up the wall, but they ended construction. And the only reason it didn't get finished, it took me 2.5 years to win the 11 lawsuits that we had, many of them by the Democrats in Congress.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And finally, Pepsi Mango hits store shelves today. Pepsi's first new permanent flavored cola in 5 years will be available in 12 packs of 12-ounce cans and 20-ounce bottles. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.